Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسي سيد الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, Alhamdulillah, through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we just witnessed the month of Ramadan. And now that the month of Ramadan has gone, has finished, the ayat that I have just recited, I would just like to remind myself and everyone about the beautiful way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in these two ayats that I've just recited. The first ayah that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that ayah speaks about the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ The month of Ramadan is a month in which Qur'an was revealed. Now mashallah, we all know that the Qur'an, the Holy Qur'an from Lawhi Mahfuz, from the protected tablets to the earthly heavens, As-Sama'a Dunya, it was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And from over there to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was revealed over the period of 23 years, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the month of Ramadan is a month in which Quran was revealed, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. What is Quran? هدى للناس. It's a source of guidance for mankind. Source of guidance for mankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries on saying, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ Whoever witnesses the month of Ramadan, they should fast in the month of Ramadan. Right? Whoever is present in the month of Ramadan, they should fast in the month of Ramadan. It's an obligation. It's fard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Meaning, whoever's got the ability, who's got the ability to fast in the month of Ramadan, they have to fast. And then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but let's just say if you cannot fast, you're ill, or you are traveling, then obviously you've got a leeway. You've got a leeway wherein you can fast after Ramadan has finished. Right? فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Then you need to just do the countings from the different, from the other days, meaning after Ramadan has gone, you need to count the days that you've missed due to some reason, and then you have to make it up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends easiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants easiness for you. He is not intending difficulty upon you. And then Allah says, then you complete the days that you've missed. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Then you glorify Allah upon the guidance that you've got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, see, the month of Ramadan, mashallah, we were so active, we did so much ibadah, but we need to remember one thing. Whatever we did, that was through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. You know, once he mentioned about fasting and, you know, completing the fast that we have missed, and thereafter Allah is reminding us a very, very important lesson, that remember, whatever ibadat, whatever act of worship you did in the month of Ramadan, remember at the end of the day, you have to glorify your Lord and you be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever think that this was my kamal. It was due to my, you know, my ability. I did this. No. Allah gave me the tawfiq, that's why I was able to do it. Right? وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you know, we all know there's an ayah in the Quran where Allah says, if you are thankful to Allah, Allah will increase you, right? لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Now, many a times we think that this ayah only refers to the materialistic things of the world. We think, oh, if you've got wealth, we thank Allah, Allah will give us more wealth. That's right. There's no doubt, that's 100% right. If you've got wealth, we thank Allah, Allah will give us more barakah. But this also applies to our act of ibadah that we do. You know, the worshipping that we do. For example, the month of Ramadan, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we recited the Qur'an, recitation of the Qur'an, we give it out in charity, whatever we did. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us more tawfiq. Allah will give us more tawfiq. And one more thing. You know, when we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will protect us from kibr, arrogance, pride. Because, you know, these worshipping that we do, this could create pride within us. Remember, shaitan is very clever. He knows how to play with us. He knows how to put us in a trap. Right? He knows how to put us in a trap, right? Shaitan is very clever. So many a times, shaitan makes us think, oh, I've done so much, I've given this much in charity, I've worshipped Allah, I've read so much of Quran. And then this brings pride in a person. In a sense, then we start looking down at somebody else. We start looking at people, oh, he didn't do that, I did this. That's what Allah says. You know, after mentioning about fasting and all the, you know, about the month of Ramadan, Allah says, remember one thing, you show that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was not worthy of it. It was not my kamal. Oh Allah, you gave me the tawfiq. You gave me the tawfiq. Right? So we need to have this in our minds, right? Now, after this ayah, the next ayah that I've just recited. See, this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ramadan and the fast, right? And then straight after this ayah, what does Allah speak about? Allah speaks about وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. What does that mean? It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when my servant asks about myself, Allah is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when somebody asks you about me, then, listen to the translation, Allah is not saying, then tell them that I am near. Allah is not saying that. Allah is saying, then I am near. Certainly I am very near. You know, many places in the Qur'an you'll see the way, like for example, there were some people who came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they were asking about something, right? Asking about the moon, for example, or asking about anything else. Yas'alunaka 'anil yatama. right? About the orphans, about the rules of the orphans, right? Then Allah says, قُلْ O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell them that this is what it is, this is the answer. Tell them. But when it comes about asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking from Allah, dua, right? Allah does not say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell them that certainly I am near. Allah is saying, no, no, no. When you are asking about Allah, Allah is saying directly to us, then certainly I am near. I'm near. Now the question comes, that why is it this ayah that comes straight after fasting and the month of Ramadan, Quran was revealed, why this ayah? Why this ayah? Subhanallah. It's just beautiful. A great scholar, Mufti Taqi Sahib, he mentions a very amazing point here. He says, the reason Allah brings this ayah straight after what he's mentioning about Ramadan, and straight after this he says, that, you know, in the month of Ramadan, we all feel that motivated and, you know, ibadah, we need to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many a times what happens is, once Ramadan is gone, we tend to feel that it's very difficult to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to do so much. I have to do so much. And only then I can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is reminding us, remember Ramadan is gone, but always remember Allah is always near. Allah is always near. The reason that we cannot get we do not achieve the pleasure of Allah is because we go far away from Allah. Allah is always there. Whether it's the month of Ramadan or it's not the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. And you know, we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, in Ramadan, mashallah, we were all punctual with our salah. We did the recitation of the Quran, but it should not be that Ramadan is gone, we keep the Quran away, and then we don't read our salah as well. No, remember, Ramadan, mashallah, you know, the salah is not just fard in the month of Ramadan. 5 times daily salah is also fard outside Ramadan. Even when Ramadan has finished, 5 times daily salah is still fard upon us. Right? And all the other ibadat that we do, which whatever ibadat are fard, we make sure that we carry on doing it. Right? It's not just that we wait until next Ramadan and then we start doing it. No, it should not be like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. I'll just end upon one thing. See, how can we maintain that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously, in the month of Ramadan, we might be doing more ibadat, more recitation of the Quran, and then after Ramadan, probably we don't have that much time, or we don't feel that motivated, but still we need to make sure that we carry on doing something. For example, recitation of the Quran. In the month of Ramadan, we were reciting more Quran, but now it shouldn't be that we don't recite it at all. We carry on recitation of the Quran. Our faraiz, salah, obviously there's no question of leaving our salah. It's fard, so we have to perform it. And at the same time, one more thing, which is very, very important, is that we make a routine, we make a habit of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua. Dua is a very, very powerful weapon for the believer. Very powerful weapon. I'll just mention an incident. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah has mentioned this. He says that there was a woman in the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, one of the very great jurists. He had a student, Imam Ahmad had a student, a sheikh as well. A woman came to this sheikh and she was crying. She was in stress. So the sheikh asked her that what happened. So she says that, make dua for my son, as my son has been taken as a prisoner wrongfully. Wrongfully. And you know, the Roman emperors, the kings, they have taken him and he is in prison now. So that's what she says. So, and I'm very poor. The only thing which I have is the small house, which even if I sell it, it won't be sufficient to pay the ransom for my son. So please make dua for me. Please make dua for my son. So this woman, she came to the sheikh. So the sheikh said, all right, I'll make dua for you. And you make dua as well. You make dua. And then, you know, when that woman, she departed, the sheikh started making dua for her and for the child as well. After a few days had passed, the woman came to the sheikh now, but this time she comes not alone, but she has her son with her. Now she comes to the sheikh, and now she says to the sheikh that, you know what, listen to the story of my child. Listen to the story, ask him what happened. So now the child mentions the story. So he says that, you know, I was in a prison, and you know, we were in a group inside a prison, we were in a group, and these guards of the prison, they used to take work from us. They used to take work from us. So every day, the whole day, we would labor outside in the desert, and then when it would be in evening time, they would put shackles on our feet, on our ankles, and then they would take us back in the prison. But one evening what happened was, a miracle took place. So the child started saying, he said, one evening, they put a shackle on my ankles, and then after I've taken some steps, the shackles just came off on its own. The shackles came down, fell off on its own. So the guards, they thought that I played some trick and I took off the shackles. So they started shouting at me, "What are you doing?" So they brought another shackles and then they tied it up again. Another chain, another shackles, and they tied it up. So he said, after I took a step, few steps, he fell off as well. So now they said something wrong is, there's something in it. So now these people, the guards, they informed the higher people of the authority, and then they all decided that we should go to a priest and ask, what's going on here? So they all went to the priest and asked him that this is what is happening. We're putting the shackles on, but it's falling, it's just coming off. So the priest said to them, the priest asked this child, have you got a mother? Have you got a mother? So that child says, yes, I have got a mother. So the priest says, it seems that your mother has prayed for you and Allah has accepted her dua. Your mother has prayed for you and Allah has accepted her dua. And this is what is happening. So the priest mentioned and advised the guards and, you know, the authority people that you need to let him free. And then the child said that they released me and this is how I'm here today. Now the sheikh asked him that what time was it? Do you remember the day? Do you remember when was this happening? So the day and the time he mentioned was exactly the same time and the day the mother and the sheikh made dua for that child. See, this is the effect and the power of dua. This is the effect and the power of dua. So, you know, we do not take it lightly. Many a times we feel, oh, what my dua is going to make a change. No, it will make a change. We carry on asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to definitely help us. So that a month of Ramadan has gone, we carry on getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.